What's your name, sir?
My name is Brian Stevenson.
All right, Brian Stevenson. So what's important to you?
What's important to me is telling other people about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's important to me right now. That's why I'm down here in Columbus, Ohio, to try to lead people to the Lord, and hopefully they get saved and repent.
I see.
And that's what needs to be done.
Where are you from?
I'm from Grove City, Ohio, but I live in Columbus on the south side on Gilbert Street.
Okay. So why do you think it's important that people get to know Jesus Christ?
Well, the reason why it's important, because Jesus Christ said himself, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, that no man coming unto the Father but by me. It's only through Jesus Christ that we can have a relationship with God. Not through Allah, not through Buddha, nobody else, but only Jesus Christ. And that's what I'm down here to do, is point people to Jesus, that people need to be saved. And that if they trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, they shall be saved. That's what he said.
Do you work, what church do you work with?
I work with Pleasant View Baptist Church. That's where I go. I also do other work, like passing out Bible tracts. That's another vital part of my ministry, like what I like to do and everything. And so I just want to be able to spread the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ.
So your church is doing things like helping to feed people and helping... Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. Pleasant View Baptist Church, that's where I go. Dr. Curtis Sheets, and we believe in the King James Bible, the 1611. We believe that the God is in charge of the church, the Holy Spirit runs the church, and we just do as what the Lord tells us to do. And also what comes with that is just basically being faithful. And that's what I want to come out here to do, just show people that I know there's a lot of darkness in the world, but Jesus Christ is the light, and that we're the light. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
I see. Anything else you want to say?
I just want to tell the world, and whoever's listening, if you have heavy burdens and if you feel like you're going to kill yourself or you're depressed or you're going through something in your life, I want to let you know that Jesus loves you. The Bible says, and you've all heard this verse before, John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And the next verse says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And the last verse, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth on him not is condemned already. That means if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a walking dead man. That's what Jesus Christ said. But you could change that condition by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
So if I ask... What do you think of the idea of love? Love for your neighbor, love for... so you get that love through your faith?
The Lord Jesus Christ said, love thy neighbor as you love thyself. That's what we are, ought to do. We ought to love our neighbors. And that's what I'm doing out of here. I'm doing it out of love, not hate. I'm not bashing people, telling them they're going to hell, hell, hell. That's not my job. My job is to point people to Jesus and tell them the truth. And I will tell them the truth. Now, if a person asks me and says, well, Brian, I'm unsaved. Where am I headed? And I'll tell them hell, and I will show them in Scripture where the Bible says that. But here's the thing. You could change that condition. You could be lost, but then now you could be found. And that's what I'm here to do, is point people to Jesus and let them know that Jesus cares for them.
I see. Is there any, you ever think of any possibility of working with people in other religions if you're trying to, say, feed people or help students do better in school? Have you any Muslim friends or people that you'd be willing to work with who might be Muslim or Jewish or Hindus?
One thing I want to say is I do support the Jewish people. I support the nation of Israel. The Bible even clearly states that I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee. As far as working with Muslims and Buddhists and all that, absolutely not. The reason why is because they do not follow the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Broad is the way, but narrow is the way which leadeth unto eternal life, and there be few that find it. Few. And so I'm going to do what my Lord Jesus Christ tells me to do. And the way is narrow. It is very narrow. It is not broad. It's narrow. There are some of those people who believe in the New Age doctrine that there are many ways to heaven and that there's all ways to life that could come to heaven. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no man coming unto the Father but by me. John chapter 14, verse 6. That's what that says. It simply states that.
Okay, anything else you'd like to say?
Like I said, man, Jesus loves you, whoever you are. If you feel like you want to commit suicide or anything, I want to let you know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you. Don't let the devil lie to you. Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you. He let people spit upon him, crucify him, put a crown of thorns on his head, and he did it all for you, and he rose again the third day. He loves you very much. That's all I have to say.